You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alan A. Craig speaking, and we invite you to stay with us, for we desire to bring you a message of truth that we trust will be a blessing to your soul. We're opening our service with the Way of Truth singer singing for us, "I Believe He'd Go to Calvary for Me."
Try if you can to imagine that I was the only man. I can't help but believe that he died for me, though such love I can't. But I believe he'd go to Calvary for me, there to hang to his death on a tree. If I were the only one to redeem, I believe he'd go to Calvary for me. I held the key to prosperity and the wealth of this world in my hand. I'd give all that I own if these eyes could be shown just a glimpse of his love for this man. But I believe he'd go to Calvary for me, there to hang to his death on a tree. If I were the only one to redeem, I believe he'd go to Calvary for me. Yes, I believe he'd go to Calvary for me.
Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful that Jesus was willing to go to Calvary for every man. This is because of your love and giving your only begotten Son. And to thee we give thanks and we give praise. We thank you for our precious congregation today. We're trusting that this service will be used of thee to be a blessing to precious eternity-bound souls. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue the service now with the song, "The Fountain Filled with Blood."
Lose all your guilty sins.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Jesus goes to Jerusalem to be crucified. And our text of Scripture is found in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 21. From that time forth, Jesus began to show unto his disciples how that he must go up to Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. We want to look at some of the things that happened in the week before Jesus was crucified. When Jesus arrived at Bethpage, we read in the Scriptures from Matthew chapter 21, beginning with verse 1, "And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethpage, unto the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find a donkey tied, and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them unto me. And if any man shall say unto you, What are you doing? Then you shall tell them that the Master has need of him. All this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh, and unto thee meek, and sitting upon a colt, the foal of a colt. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the donkey to them, or to him, and put on them, or on the animal, their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strewed them in the way. And the multitude that went before and followed after cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth. Now, why did Jesus send the two disciples for a donkey? A king coming into a city riding upon a donkey shows his humility, and also he comes in peace. Had the king come riding a horse, it meant war. David instructed them to cause his son Solomon to ride upon a mule and bring him down to Gihon when they anointed Solomon king. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh. He is just and having salvation, lowly, and behold, riding upon a donkey, and upon the colt, the foal of a donkey. So we read in Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 9. Now, we are to rejoice in our Lord, just as they did. And as we read that scripture about him coming into Jerusalem and they're breaking the palms, that's where we get what we today call Palm Sunday. Now, Jesus entered into the temple. Whenever he came into Jerusalem, he entered into the temple. And we read in verse 12, beginning with verse 12 in chapter 21. And when Jesus went into the temple of God, he cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers, and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased, and said unto him, Hearest thou what these say? And Jesus saith unto them, Yea, have ye never read, Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise? And he left them and went out of the city into Bethany, where he was lodging. The next day, as he went to Jerusalem, he spoke to the fig tree that dried up. And when he came into the temple the next day, we read again from Matthew chapter 21, beginning with verse 23. And when he was come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching, and said, By what authority doest thou these things? And who gave thee this authority? And Jesus answered and said unto them, I also will ask you one thing, which if ye tell me, I in likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, whence was it? From heaven or of men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, If we shall say from heaven, he will say unto us, Why did ye not believe him? But if we shall say of men, we fear the people, for all hold John to be a prophet. And they answered him and said, We cannot tell thee from whence he came, or what his authority was. Now we read in the scriptures again, after teaching the people, he went out of the temple, and we read from Matthew 24, where Jesus went, according to chapter 24, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the building of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Jesus then returns to Bethany, and we read here in Matthew chapter 26, beginning with verse 7, There came unto him a woman. Jesus had been invited into Simon the leper's home for a meal, and he was there at Simon's house in Bethany. And there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointments, and the ointment was very precious, and she took it and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. But when the disciples saw it, they had indignation. saying, to what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, Why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For you have the poor always with you, but me you have not always. For in that she hath poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this woman hath done be told for a memorial to her. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priest and said unto them, What will you give me, and I will deliver him unto you? And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time on, he sought opportunity to betray Jesus. Now after that, we read, Now the first day of the week, or of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, Where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? And he said, Go into the city to such a man, and say unto him, The Master saith, My time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Now, when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12, and as they did eat, he said, Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceeding sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth, as it is written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man that he had not been born. And then after that, they had the Passover supper, and then Jesus, after he had laid aside his garment first and washed their feet, then they had the supper, and Jesus told them about one of them betraying him, and he said the one that he dips in the dish with him would be him. And we read, Then Judas, which betrayed him, went out in the night, and he along with the rest of them was saying, Master, is it I? And they were eating. Jesus took bread and blessed and brake it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which I shed for many for remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And they sung a hymn, and they went out. And that's when Jesus went across the Kidron Valley into the Garden of Gethsemane, and he prayed there. But Caiaphas and some of the others met at his house, and they consulted among themselves how they might betray Jesus. And it was then that Judas came to them and bargained with them that they would pay him 30 pieces of silver to betray Jesus. So when Jesus was there in the garden, as you know, he prayed three times. And we're told the second time he prayed more earnestly, and he sweat, as it were, great drops of blood. And while he was praying there, after he had prayed the third time, and his disciples had gone to sleep on him, he told them to sleep on. And about that time, here came Judas with the guards from the temple, and also possibly some of the Roman soldiers. And Judas went up to him and kissed him, pretending, of course, to be a friend. But he had told them that would be the sign that of the one that they would want to arrest. And so they arrested Jesus and took him back across the Kidron Valley to the high priest. And they gave him a mock trial, kept him awake all night. And the next morning, they took him to Pilate, demanding that he be crucified. And Pilate tried to free him and get him off of his hands, sent him to Herod. And Herod wanted him to perform a miracle so he could see it. But Jesus refused to do that. He didn't do things to be shown to some self, trying to draw attention to self. And so Herod sent him back to Pilate. And Pilate hit on the idea of how he could get Jesus off his hand. That season of the year, they was customary to release a prisoner. And so Pilate took the most notable prisoner they had, Barabbas, and put him and Jesus up there. And he said, "Now which one shall I release unto you?" And to Pilate's amazement, they cried out, "Release unto us Barabbas." "What shall I do then with Jesus?" And they cried out, "Crucify him, crucify him." And so Pilate had Jesus scourged, and they took him then and brought him to Calvary. And we read in Matthew chapter 27, "When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him unto Pontius Pilate." And so they demanded of Pilate that he be crucified. They even threatened to go over his head to Rome if he didn't do what they demanded of them. And of course, Pilate would save his own neck, so he commanded that they take Jesus and crucify him. And so they took him to Calvary. On the way, after they had beaten him, Jesus fell under the cross, and they commanded a man from Simon of Cyrene to carry the cross. And there they crucified him, and he hung there on the cross. And he said to the Father, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." While he was there on the cross, he forgave one of the thieves. There was a thief on each side that had been sentenced to be crucified as well. One of them railed on him. Well, both of them railed on him at first, and then one of them changed their attitude and asked Jesus to remember him when he came into his kingdom. And Jesus said, "This day thou shalt be with me in paradise." So he was crucified, and Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus took his body down off of the cross and buried him in Joseph's new tomb, where no one had been laid before. And they sealed the tomb, they rolled a stone over it, and they sealed it with the seal of Rome. And there Jesus lay until the first day of the week. Heavenly Father, we pray that these thoughts and scriptures will prove to be a blessing to our congregation. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We do trust that it has been a blessing. If so, why not let us know? Our mailing address is The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, and our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to tune in next week for another Way of Truth broadcast.